She used to sell $200 worth of hens every fall, and we sold eggs all the time, even with a big family in Borders. And I had to sell corn for those chickens. I had to come in from school every day and sell corn and feed the chickens. And one day, I had on an apron and the corn, big pile of corn, all I could carry in my apron to feed the chickens. I got up there and I fainted before I had thrown it out of my apron. And when I fell, of course, that corn scattered everywhere. I don't know how long I was there without knowing anything, but eventually I came to, and those chickens are walking all over me. They wake me up. They were walking all over me, picking up that corn. I came to the house. I said, you would just let me lay up there and the chickens walk all over me, and didn't anybody know I was there, you see. I thought they hadn't treated me right, leave me off up there. That's the first time I ever fainted. And then I fainted one time. I was over at Fall River. Had a big meeting over there at the Baptist church, and I was visiting some of my kinfolks over there. They were Baptists. And they had, they were about 8 or 9 to be baptized. And one girl, they left her till the last, and she was crippled in her feet and in her hands, too. And nothing in the world but sympathy caused me to faint. I was just feeling sorry for that girl. And just thinking about her, what a pitiful shape she was in, her hands and her feet all kind of club drawn. She's born that way. And I had a boyfriend with me, date that. And I fainted. And you know what they did? Those people, it was rocky along there by that creek. And I had on some new black cloth shoes. And they pulled me. Somebody laid a car seat way over here. And they pulled me, and while they had me face down, pulling me to get over there to that place, instead of putting the car seat where I was, but they wore out the toes of my shoes, pulling me across those rocks to get over there to that car seat. I came to, laying on that car seat, and someone was just sloshing an old wet handkerchief all over my face. And my boyfriend was holding my hat. Boy, was I felt so ashamed and embarrassed there. And I wasn't sick. There was nothing about me personally that, except my own thoughts, that caused me to faint. Wasn't that awful?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Did you ever see a baptizing?
Not like that.
In the water, in the creek?
No.
I was baptized in Show Creek when I was 16. What church do you belong to?
Methodist.
I've got a lot of Methodist kinfolks. I have kinfolks in every, and Methodist, Presbyterian, Baptist, and Catholic. And I go to hear any of them preach. Some folks won't go to listen to any other preacher, will they? Some people won't. I do. I always have. I go to hear any of them. But I was baptized in Church of Christ when I was 16. I've been carried to church when I was a baby, and I've been going to church all my life, all the time. I try to live right. I make mistakes, though. Everybody makes mistakes sometimes.